expensive cars. Gotta love thy neighbor with a Beamer, custom candy apple red. You got more brain in your femur than he's got in his head. So many words he wants to use, he can't say no more. Talks so fucking loud, cause a genocide of war. I am judging, he is judging me. Your grudges keep on bubbling. When we both hate most cops, maybe we can build on that. Whatever happened to bubblegum baseball cards and Blueberry Hill? Fuck this shit. Till there's a horse pulling the hearse. Worship billionaires, trillionaires, nepo baby billionaires. Like gnats from Mars on the race to be the worst. Whatever happened to driving movies, milkshakes and french fries in July and surfing USA? Fuck this shit. Fuck this.
Well, I hope that wasn't too rude for you, but how can you not love that one? That was Colorado from their EP. That EP have a name? I think it does. It's called It's called Start a Band. And we saw Colorado. Well, we saw two of them anyways. They did this little acoustic songwriter thing at the Handsome Daughter a few months ago. It was fun, but yeah, you wanted the full meal deal. You wanted to rock out, and you know, it was a little pop folk show, so we didn't really get to rock out, but we look forward to the next opportunity to do so. I did get to rock out with Menno from Colorado in Toronto this year, which we'll talk about in the next set of music of live highlights. Yeah. But before Colorado, we heard Boy Golden Suffer. That's going to be on his new record coming out soon in the new year. Soon-ish, anyway. March, I think. Something like that. It's called... What's it called? It's called Best of Our Possible Lives. Suffer. Some choice lines in there relevant to, gosh, well, to every freaking day. Lord Huron in that set. Nothing I Need. Love that one. There's another song on that album that I love. The album is called... it's called The Cosmic Selector Volume 1. I hope The Cosmic Selector Volume 1, Volume 2 has more than two good songs on it. I mean, not that they were bad. Not that it's a bad record. It's just, it didn't bowl me over. I was hoping to be bowled over because I loved the last Lord Huron album, and the one before that, and the one before that, and saw them live, and it was an incredible show. And then the first show I saw them when I really you know, got clued into them, and I was all excited to hear the new record, and the first couple of songs were great, and then, it's okay. So a little disappointing there, but, you know, it's not a bad record. But anyways, loved that song, Nothing I Need. And at the top of that set, Mise en Scene with Beige Corolla from their Leftovers EP, which is apparently leftover songs from their upcoming record. And if that hit the cutting room floor, the record's going to blow our minds, I'd say. Looking forward to that. So, as I said, we're going to cover some live highlights. This set is live highlights out of town. Most of my favorite shows that I saw happened out of town. We're going to cover some of them now. Went to Toronto twice last year, specifically to see live music. And this was the reason I went the first trip back in March. Got to see two nights in a row, Faye Webster playing at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, which, you know, wasn't the optimum venue because I had to stand all night. Plus, of course, I was the creepy old man. I was like 4 feet taller than everyone in the room and about 100 years older. So, you know, I stood off to the side as best I could so I didn't block too many views. But it was so great. Well, the first night was monster. The second night, less so, considerably less so, and odd because it was pretty much the same set. I think we might have got one song more the first night. But other than that, it was the same exact set. But something weird happened after the first show. And I think maybe Faye actually broke up with her boyfriend that night or the following day. And you could tell she was just not in a good space. It was kind of weird. And she raced through some songs, and it was just odd. Like, had that been the only show I saw, I would have just thought it was great. But having witnessed the first night, which was unbelievable, and then the second night, which was considerably less so, it was odd. It was just odd. But it was still great. And probably my second favorite show I saw live last year. We're going to hear the only song we got out of Faye Webster last year. And you had to really be hunting for it to find it. You can't find it on the streams. It was part of a collection of music called Good Music to Lift Los Angeles. It was part of a fundraising thing for fire relief in Los Angeles. And it's a song, it's a cover song by some band I've never heard of. And I did track the original down, and it sounds, you know, pretty much the same. She didn't do too much to it other than the fact that she's Faye Webster and she's awesome. And whoever originally did it, you know, less awesome for sure. This, I love this song. This is, it makes every Faye Webster mix that I make. This is called Underwater Boy. Boy is spelt B-O-I. On the Twang Trust. Maybe.
One, two, ready.
Falling by the wayside. Just need to know. Working for the big prize. When I get to me here you come tomorrow. No goodbyes, I'm always here.
Hi, y'all. This is Cesar Rosas of Los Lobos, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, y'all. Yeah.
Pig. This is Dave Hidalgo from Los Lobos, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
When the sky caves in, don't look away. When the fireworks begin, don't look away. When the thunder starts rumbling, you wanna run, but you must stay. Raise your eyes up to the heavens and don't look away. When the sun blows its brains out, baby, don't look away. As the massacre plays out, don't look away. Walk brave into that battlefield, say how there is to say by staring silent at the heavens, never looking away. I bang my head, slamming out an SOS. Show up at the dumpster fire in a yellow party dress. I've been bouncing through this black and white, searching for the gray. I pray one day I'll see it and I will not look away. look away.
Couple of little funky numbers in there. That's Tom Tom Club and Genius of Love. Probably the funnest show I saw last year was in Minneapolis. It was actually, they were opening, well, sort of. It was like, it was the act at the Minnesota State Fair that preceded Los Lobos. It was, what were they called? They were called Talking Dreads. And the main dude in the Talking Dreads was apparently an actual member of the Tom Tom Club. I don't know, you know, exactly what he did or how, but I mean, he wasn't Chris or what's her doodle on bass, but he apparently was in the band doing something originally. He's on the original recording of Genius of Love, and it was basically a reggae talking head set, and it was great, and it was so much fun. It was the perfect thing for a state fair. There were kids dancing. Kids got up on stage and were dancing with the band and singing, and it was just a hoot. I mean, I got there. I thought, well, this could be fun, and it was like 1,000 times more fun than I expected. It was just great. And you know the second funnest show I saw last year? Another Talking Heads tribute show in Toronto a couple months later, back in September. I saw, it was sort of an all-star affair. There was a house band, and a bunch of local Toronto folks got up and did Talking Heads songs. And that was a ton of fun, too. Although Talking Dreads were a little more fun. Yeah. Before Tom Tom Club, we heard Menno Verstig from Colorado, but we heard his solo record. What's that album called? Let me check. Oh, somebody's at the door. They're going to have to sit there for a minute. I'm talking. Menno, what's your record called? It's on this list somewhere. It's called Why We Run. And from it, we heard Don't Look Away. Menno is the head dude in Colorado, who we heard earlier tonight. But he put out a solo record right at the end of the year before last. But he didn't get around to doing a proper full band release show until March, when he opened for Marielle Buckley at the Horseshoe in Toronto, and I was lucky enough to be there. I went to see Marielle, not knowing anything about Menno, and just loved the guy. He was great. It was an all-star band. It was he did the whole record, and it was great. It was seriously great stuff. And Los Lobos before that, that was them covering those Token Skankers, Sublime, little number called Pawn Shop. We heard, apparently there is a studio version of that on a Sublime tribute album, but it's hopelessly rare, and it's not streaming anywhere, and I found a bootleg that was pretty listenable there from a few years ago. But Los Lobos did that one at their set at the Minnesota State Fair, and just knocked me over. It was such a great set. I mean, Los Lobos, you know, they couldn't stink if they tried. They're still A1 guys, and they put on an A1 show, and that Sublime cover in particular was tasty as all get out. Tastier than a corn dog at the state fair. Maybe not quite as tasty as that bucket of chocolate chip cookies, but pretty close. Pretty close. And we started that set off with my second favorite show I saw last year, Faye Webster. I saw her in Toronto in March. That we heard a song she didn't do, but she did release it on a record last year called Good Music to Lift Los Angeles, a cover of a band called Turnstile. We heard Underwater Boy. Yeah. And now I talked about my two funnest shows I saw. What was my third funnest show? Well, it happened here in Winnipeg at the Side Stage on Osborne. It was these gals right here, the Suffragettes. Where's my pie?
We're up. We'll be right back.
Winnipeg. This is the Surfer Jets, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
And you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
water, laying on the beach. Days with you like a deja vu. Summer's almost over and the writing's on the wall. I'm riding high, waiting for the fall. Seems like just a song ago when we were walking along the strand with your head up on my shoulder. In my hand, I could live forever inside your ocean blues, but like the coming of September, I guess deep down we both knew that summer's almost over.
Folks, this is Mike Bloom, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio, 95.9 FM, CKUW, Winnipeg.
Hi.
Pirate.
forest in the foothills. The vampire Alberta drools a perfect inky tailing pond and shakes awake. Yeah, the vampire Alberta lifts a nearly empty glass and pleads, I need another one of these.
John K. Sampson came out of his hole this year, last year, for three shows. It was supposed to only be two, but due to overwhelming demand, a third one got added. Yeah, it was the first time he'd played officially, you know, outside of a guest appearance at in some joker's living room now and then, in ages. He did some acoustic shows at the Harrow United Church, and it was an appropriate spot to do that one there, considering the degree to which he was channeling Neil Young on that song there, Vampire Alberta Blues, from his album Winter Wheat. The church in question, directly across the street from the house Neil Young played his first band in. He rehearsed in the house right across the street from it. Crazy, that. Yeah. And great show. I got to see one. And boy, am I glad I did. Before that, Mike Plume, Waiting for the Fall. I keep playing that song. I had to play that one, though, because one of my favorite shows was the house concert Mike Plume did at the TNA Garage. And not everybody got to see that one. In fact, it was performed after the show had ended in the kitchen on account of some, I don't know, some joker's birthday or something. I don't know what was going on, but it was awesome. Mike Plume made the best of the year list there in live shows. Also, making both lists, in fact, favorite live shows and favorite album, Juliana Riolino from her record Echoes in the Dust. We heard the song that title comes from, Seed. She put on a great, great show, as I knew she would, at Side Stage not that long ago. Hope you were there. If you weren't, you lost. Yep, so great. And also at that same venue, two of my favorite shows of the year happened there. The other one being the Surfrajets. We heard Instant Coffee from their album Easy as Pie. And what a ton of fun that show was. Hope we get to see the Surfrajets back soon. Next week on the show, we'll do the countdown of favorite records, but we'll leave you with what was probably my favorite show and favorite album of the year. Back in September, I went to Toronto to finally, after being a fanatic for a million years, I got to finally see the Waterboys. And they put out such a great record this year. And I figured, when am I ever going to get the chance again to see them? So I went. And it was everything I hoped for and more. And we're going to hear a bunch of cuts here as we fade off into the sunset here tonight on the Twang Trust from the Waterboys album Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper. Starting off with this one. Once I cue it up. Is it queued up? It is queued up. I had to give Mike Scott hell for not playing this one that night in Toronto. He said, yeah, they were doing it, and they dropped it a couple of shows prior to Toronto. And, I body slammed him into the cement in front of the Danforth Music Hall on account of that and said, don't mess with my favorite songs again. No, I didn't. Anyways, here it is. It would have been great had it happened. This is called Andy, A Guy Like You, from the favorite record of the Twang Trust last year, Life, Death, Dennis Hopper. It's the Waterboys, kids. See you next week.
Makes me feel brand new, Andy. The skies were kind of cloudy, now they're turning blue. First one Mona Lisa, yeah, but now there's two. A change is coming and it's coming through you, Andy. Where's a boy to go when he can't say no? Take a photograph of Salmonio. He's always enchanting. The world is his show, Andy. All day with Andy. That life is sad and gay in a curious way with Andy. He's keeping kind of quiet, man, but that's okay. He's just looking at the beauty in it every day. He sold a camera suit can for $100K.
Out. Saddle up your hog, man, and get set for a freaking wild ride with the Freaks on Wheels. They ride like freaks. They party like freaks. They fight like freaks. They love like freaks. Freaks on Wheels. Dennis Hopper. Ann Margaret. Nancy Sinatra. And Lee Hazelwood as the mayor. Freaks on Wheels. Saddle up your hog, man, and get loaded. Freaks on Wheels. Certificate X.
is Harper, man. Pleased to meet you. You wanna compete, man? I'm gonna beat you. Come on, Hollywood. I'm gonna eat you. Then I'm gonna save your soul. Stop. I'm gonna turn the whole damn underground